With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The Black Swan murder trial is what it's being dubbed. It's a trial of Ashley Benefield for the shooting of Doug Benefield at the time. Her estranged husband, or not so estranged as we're learning now. It's a very complicated case. A couple met and 13 days later, they're married. 6 days later, they're taking an international trip. I mean, my God. I mean, I've gone on a date earlier this week. Lovely date. But I can't imagine let's go to Europe this weekend. And then maybe next weekend, let's get married. Maybe down the road, but not yet. But takes a little impulse right there. If to think that this is a normal life, but nonetheless, they get married, they get pregnant, and things go sour very quick, and a custody battle ensues before the child is even born, and shortly after the child is born, Doug ends up dead. We'll talk about the details of that in just a second. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. It's a lot of pieces in this one to fully understand it. The 10,000-foot overview on this thus far, what's your reactions as we go into the trial?
My first reaction is Tony went out on a date, which gave me a big smile.
And it was
leakage,
good.
Tony.
It was a great date.
You gave me leakage.
Not let's get married in 13 days and go to Europe. I mean, you know, but you know, I don't think any date's that, quite honestly. But good. This is so bizarre, especially as now what we're learning that they were, well, at least in Doug's mind, allegedly from his cousin, they were working on reconciling. That's what he has said and he believes was happening. And Doug, apparently, he's under that impression. She's not. She even talked to her attorney and said, no, I got a safe place for you to go, and we're going to move all your stuff out on Monday. But why is Doug there moving and getting stuff in the U-Haul if that is ultimately her plan? That's a weird part of all of this.
So, interestingly, you know, the more cases we do, we start seeing patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time we see a murder of a spouse, the first question you and I always ask is, all right, were the kids involved? Custody issues, because, you know, whether it's a murder for hire or a murder of someone, we see a pattern there. You know, the last pattern, I can't remember the case off the top of my head, but, you know, we have the mother kind of being behind the scenes orchestrating the murder for hire of the son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And so what all of a sudden struck me with this case was I was watching, True Crime Today, not True Crime Today, it was...
That's us.
Yeah, that's us. You know who I'm talking about, Tony.
Yeah. You're talking about Vinny on Court TV?
Yeah, Court TV. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. It's this cold is kicking my ass.
I hear you.
But we're watching Vinny on Court TV. And what all of a sudden struck me was she went to the mother's house and then this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious to find out more about this mother, because when you are dealing with chaos, there's usually someone pulling the strings behind chaos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious about the mother's involvement with this entire thing, because she, as an individual, her reps seem to be light in mm-hmm. life. They seem to be a little off, a little chaotic. He seemed to be, again, from our outer 50,000-foot look, mm-hmm. you know, especially when you listen to his daughter speaking and you listen to his life arc and how his first wife died. I mean, this he's got a kind of a compassionate story, and then he falls in love rapidly with this very young woman, and that seems to have this mother that I may have become very curious about.
It's an interesting mix. I mean, I again, my own conjecture here, I know nothing personally about these people, and we know very little about Ashley because she's never spoken to anyone. Never talked, didn't even make the damn 911 call, and has never said a word to police. But typically, if you're an empathic person, you're a compassionate person, you sometimes can be drawn to, or people are drawn to you that are more on the narcissistic scale, and you become their source. And the rapidness of this relationship kind of strikes me as that. That's just kind of my conjecture of understanding it a little bit. And then, you know, you're a pleaser. You're wanting to make things go good, and you want to be there for the kid. He was driving 8 to 12 hours every weekend to go be there for her, even while they're going through this issue of the custody battle, and they're separated, but he's trying to come down and help her when she has morning sickness. He still didn't just withdraw and say, fine, whatever. He wanted to be there. He wanted to be dad. He wanted to help out. And then they get into a counselor, a mediation process, and announce their intent to reconcile and withdraw the divorce petition. The judge says, we're going to do a psych eval before I grant this. The judge didn't just say, well, you're telling me this, so of course, let's sign off. Even the judge saw, this is a little weird. Maybe you need to take a step back. Impulsivity is a key part of all of this, especially on the part of Ashley, from what we can understand here.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.